In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." John's gospel is strange. On the surface, what we hear is a simple story about a blind man receiving sight, but just beneath the surface, there's a not-so-simple story being told. One of the clues is in verse 8 and the following verses. Something bizarre is going on. John writes this: "The neighbors of the blind man and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, 'Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?' Some said, 'It is he.' Others said, 'No, but it is like him.'" Some of the neighbors who knew this blind man and recognized him no longer do. It's as if something is wrong with their eyes. And the disciples in the verses prior show that there's something wrong with how they're seeing things too. "Who sinned?" they ask. "This man or his parents that he was born blind?" Instead of looking at the blind man with compassion, they look down on him as if he were a greater sinner than they. Jesus is quick to correct them and their way of looking at sin and suffering. It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. There's something wrong with the disciples' eyes, something wrong with the neighbor's eyes, and of course, there's something wrong with how the Pharisees are seeing things as well. Instead of seeing the obvious miracle that Jesus has just performed, some can only see what they think is a violation of the Sabbath. Instead of rejoicing with this healed man, they see him as a liar, and they call for his parents. Here the story is strange too. John tells us that the parents feared the Jews and did not want to be put out of the synagogue. So they refused to testify and effectively throw their son under the bus, leaving him to stand there and speak the truth on his own. What is wrong with these parents' eyes that they no longer see their own dear son, but instead are blinded by fear? One of the strangest things about the story of this blind man being healed is that there seems to be a problem with everyone's eyes. And even those who might seem to see don't really seem to see, because they too are blind to the fact that the one who is walking and working in their midst is God Himself. There's a problem with everyone's eyes, but they just don't realize it. Each one is convinced that he sees perfectly well, thank you very much. The Pharisees epitomize this as they sarcastically ask Jesus, "Are we also blind?" Not only are they blind, they're blind to their blindness. Isn't that odd? All these other people are blind, and they're even blind to their blindness. And suddenly the story stops being a story. And it's as if the rabbi turns his eyes to yours and asks, "What about you? Is everyone else blind and only you see?" Good God, we're no different than these strange people in John's strange gospel. We don't see things rightly either. And sometimes we get that. But more often, We think we see just fine, thank you very much, when really we don't. We too are blind to our blindness. The psalmist expresses the same thought when he prays, "Who can discern their own errors? Cleanse me from my hidden faults." There are faults in me that I know, and there are faults in me that I am utterly blind to. And if God's word is true, then it's the same for you. Not only are we blind, we are actually blind to the extent of our blindness, and we all think we see a lot better than we actually do. Part of the problem is that we've lost the ability to examine ourselves, to see ourselves in the light of God's word. Serious question. Do you know how to examine yourself with the Ten Commandments? Do you have the commandments of God committed to memory? I fear we're more than a little like Corinth. We all think we're spiritual people and good Christians, advanced disciples of Jesus, when in fact we don't even know or practice the basics. Luther himself says no one ought to be admitted to the Lord's table unless he knows the commandments, the creed, and the Lord's Prayer by heart. And if you're unwilling to learn these, Luther says that you deny Christ and are no Christian. The historic church would be astonished by the odd pairing of our ignorance with our arrogance, by our nonchalance towards the things of God while simultaneously patting ourselves on the back. We want our children to do their homework, but let's be honest, the learning of God's word comes distant second. We want our children to go to church, but let's be honest, we teach them that church comes second to whatever sport is in season. We want them to study and play so that they can grow up and be Einstein or Pele. But what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Jesus says that he is the light of the world. Without the light of his word written in our hearts and minds, we may think we see, but we are in utter darkness and completely blind. Now, John's gospel goes one step further, and it reveals something even deeper. Even with the light of his word written in us, even if you can and do examine yourself in the light of his word as you should and confess your sins to him as you should, even so, we must still pray with the psalmist, "Lord, cleanse me from my hidden faults. So great is my blindness, even with the light of your word, I cannot see all of my sin. Dear Lord, not only am I blind, but I am blind to my blindness, and I've been this way from birth. Have mercy." In John's gospel, Jesus restores sight to the blind man in twofold manner. First, he spits and makes mud from the dirt and covers the man's eyes with it. Second, he has the man go wash in the pool. As the mud washes away, his blindness goes with it. Why does Jesus do this bizarre thing with spit mud and a pool when he could just speak the word and the man would be healed? If you're looking for a simple account of a blind man being healed by Jesus, there are other places to look in the Bible. And if you're itching to sing, "I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see," it'll be just a bit out of tune with our Lord's words here. "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." In this strange story, if you're blind and you know it, you're a lot better off. For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see. In this strange story, the blind man doesn't first believe. Jesus never says to him, "Your faith has made you well," because the man didn't have any faith in the first place. Even after he's healed, he's willing to stick up for Jesus, but he doesn't know that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is Yahweh in human flesh. In this strange story, Jesus does not simply speak and it is done. Instead, he spits in the dirt and makes mud and paints it over the man's eyes as if to make sure that he's completely blind. Not to mention, it's kind of weird, kind of gross. Somehow, in this strange story of false belief and unbelief, spit mud and half conversion, parents betraying their child and hypocrisy in God's house, somehow our own blind eyes are opened and we see the one who walks and works in our midst. And we see glimpses of his merciful, strange, and off-putting ways. If we see it all, the scriptures say, it's only as in a mirror dimly. But somehow, through the false belief and unbelief that surround our Lord, through the spit dripping from his face and the lashes tearing into his flesh, through the jeering, the stripping of his clothes, the nails punching through sinew and skin, through the mocking of his every word, God forsaking him. Somehow, in the midst of all this and through all this, the light of the world shines brightest of all. And as his eyes close in death, our eyes are opened. Opened to the merciful, strange, off-putting ways of God. God, who stares so intensely at this light of the world, he himself is blinded to your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.